You're listening to Madcow Confessions with Shannon and Selena.
On this week's episode, we discuss Too Hot to Handle, and I'm not just talking about Drake's hot sauce jizz.
Whoa, good to see you, bud.
I know.
I haven't seen you.
2022.
Yes, I haven't looked at your face much this year.
Haven't you?
You've been sick.
I have. What with?
The vid?
So many names for it now. The old coronavirus.
I actually had one of my friends message the other day and he goes, did you get the vid? And I was like, what video? Like, what are you talking about? He goes, no, the vid, like COVID. I was like, oh, yeah. I felt dumb.
It's a little bit like fair suck of the saucepan now. It's been 2 years. Let's just move on.
Let's move on. Get like, on with it.
Everyone's catching it, vaccinated or not vaccinated.
Like a bad disease your ex-boyfriend gave you.
Oh, yeah. At least you can get rid of that shit.
Yeah, well, you'd hope so.
It does get around, though.
It does get around.
But yeah, I'm just like a little bit over it now. And now that I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor of the vid. Now it's just like, can I get back to normal life? And I'm still not vaccinated. But it's like, well, I've had it. I survived. Don't I have like natural immunity?
Yeah.
Can't I go back to my hometown? Can't I cross the border in my own country?
No.
When you let in other people from around the world?
They did kick out no vax.
That's very true. But they're still letting in vaccinated people, only double dose vaccinated, when they're only 4% protected from the new variant.
And here you are.
And here I am. It's like, it's just a load of bullshit is what I'm trying to say. It really is. And people are still fucking sucking from the little titty. Everything the media says, just drip, 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 taking what they want from it. It's like, fucking hell. Let's get back.
Bit over now, you know?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Look, I'd love to call Barry again and be like, this is living. But we're not. No. So at the moment, Barry's out of my speed dial.
Oh, no. I mean, one plus side. I did lose a couple of kilos from all the diarrhea I had.
Okie dokie. But is diarrhea a side effect of COVID or is that just a side effect of...
milk.
Yes. The lactose intolerance.
No, I'm pretty sure. Like, I Googled it. It said, you can shit yourself a couple of times.
Yeah. A couple of hundred times, though?
Yeah. Definitely had the squirts. I'm a squirter.
She's gonna blow!
Fuck, me asshole was burning after all the...
Alrighty.
Anyway, on that note, how's your asshole going?
Fantastic, thank you. Thanks so much for caring.
Right. Well, you did just spend half an hour on the dummy, so...
TikTok gets the better of me. I don't really get to watch... I don't watch a lot of shit on my phone anymore. Like, I don't know, I just don't feel like I have a lot of time. So I take time when I'm by myself. In solitude.
Isn't it the worst, though, when you've been sitting on there for so long... that your legs go dead, and then you go to stand up to wipe your ass and almost fall over and fucking smear shit down the wall.
How much are you hanging, having dangleberries there for, eh?
Well, I already said it. Shit goes everywhere.
Pun not intended.
But yeah, I've definitely spent a good amount of time on the toilet lately.
It's a good
TikToks.
TikToks. Yeah. It's a good place to be. Speaking of TikTok...
banned again.
How?
Fucking Karens.
Yeah.
People keep reporting me for child abuse because they think you're a kid.
Well, the mentality is there.
But come on.
I am nearly 29.
Nearly. Like, you're a grown-ass woman.
And I have been for 10 years.
You're going to have to do something that... what is something that will show to people that you're an adult? Your tits haven't grown.
So I know, I was like, oh.
That one's off the table.
My height hasn't changed in 10 years.
True.
Probably 15. There's not much.
Maybe you have to, like, draw more wrinkles on your face or something to make you look all, like, haggard.
Okay. I'm actually trying to get rid of the wrinkles, not encourage more. There is some. There is definitely some. They should see me on a hungover day. I'm not, you know.
Well, maybe that's what I have to do. Next time you're hungover, get the video camera out.
And be like, look at Selena.
But yeah, they find anything to nitpick. Mm. Like another one that got reported the other day was a video of myself and one of my good friends. And we were on these sand dunes near Newcastle. And we're like, wouldn't it be funny if we had a little race, lie down and roll down the sand dune?
Did you have like anything to roll down with you or is it just your body?
No, just our bodies. You know,
Oh, crumb sausage.
Just go like a little
Did you get sand in your flaps?
Oh man, I'm still fucking trying to vacuum sand out of my flaps, and that was two years ago.
So the sand pit's still upstairs.
But yeah, and all we did was roll down in a very casual manner this sand dune.
Yeah.
It got reported for dangerous acts.
How's it dangerous? You're two adults just rolling. Maybe because you kept rolling.
What kind of person reports that?
Someone's out for you.
I know.
What have you done?
They're hating. They're hating all the fame. Mm. It's probably someone from my hometown. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
It's Larry.
Oh my God. Showing too much skin on this app. I'm going to report them and get them blocked.
Is that big toe out?
Yo, camel toe. It's always yeah. out.
Mmm, yummy, yummy.
But yeah, so we're very close, and our latest warning is if we have another violation, then our account's done. So we lose all 175,000 followers. You can't appeal it. You can't do anything. You're just fucked. You got to start again. So anyone out there listening who has TikTok, make sure you jump on and follow our backup account.
Mm. Yeah.
Mad Cow Confessions Podcast.
Easy.
Give it a follow.
Easy to remember.
Yeah.
You know, I've always been one for rules and I love a good rule. I'm at the stage now where I just question everything. I'm like, if there was a rule that made sense or it was the same for everyone, I'd be happy with it. But at the moment, I feel like you go on TikTok, there's much worse stuff than ours.
Oh, yeah.
And you're banning us. Everything that we're all doing, it's okay for one person, but it's not okay for the other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh. Maybe really it's because, puts a bee in my bonnet.
Some of the things that they report for nudity, maybe it's because I'm a little bit bigger and they just don't want to see that. They're happy to see the skinny girls and G-strings.
Just say,
hey, you're a fat fuck. We don't want to see that shit. It's disgusting. I almost bought up my breakfast. Cover yourself up and just let the hotties with the bolt-ons and Brazilian butt lifts get into their fucking little bikinis.
Exactly.
Okay.
I actually thought you looked fantastic in that last one.
Oh, that was after COVID, after I lost some weight. So.
After she'd been around.
Jenny Craig, just call COVID.
Pudding, pudding. She'll answer to anyone, the bit.
Sure will.
So we're banned, basically. We're fucked.
Basically.
Okay.
Which is really sad because we're just kind of getting our first...
bit of momentum.
Yeah, momentum. We're really growing. We're growing our Instagram. People have been buying our shirts.
Hello.
Don't forget, if you want to have us on your chest all day, every day if you want, jump onto our store. The link is in our Instagram bio and our TikTok bio. Yep. But otherwise, you can just go www.confessboutique.com and grab yourself some merch.
Excellent.
If you want, we'll even wear them around before, like, if you want to have our scent. There's going to be some freaks out there who want that.
I'm a freak, so I want that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, not freak in a bad way.
No.
But fuck, I've been sweating up a treat lately.
Someone could buy that hat. You've had that on your head for about 20 days straight now since the merch came.
Yeah, I've been wearing it every day.
You wear it to bed.
Yeah.
I actually had one of my girlfriends buy a shirt, and my ex has just recently reached out and had a bit of a yarn, and he goes, oh, I'm here hanging out with them, because they were his friends, and he goes, she's walking around the fucking house with this shirt on and your face is staring at me. I was like, sorry, mate.
Awkward.
How does that feel?
To know that you're a star.
Like, yeah.
Look how good I'm doing.
Look how far I've come over the last 2 years. I'm on shirts now.
That we made ourselves.
Yeah. Screen printing at the back. So everyone needs to go and get a Confess to Me shirt, or we have our Wedgie Gang shirts as well, which has our ass. So you can either have our ass or our face on your chest.
I'm like, literally, I put a ban on local people that live where we live getting the Wedgie Gang ones, because I'm like, I don't want to be walking down the street and see somebody wearing a shirt with my ass on it.
Only because I can imagine the people that would. And I'm like, oh. And then I don't want the jokes to be like, oh, you're sitting on my chest.
We did it to ourselves.
Yeah, we did.
Jump on, buy one, show your support.
Absolutely.
We would love that. Well, actually, there's kind of a little story. We were at Newcastle with my girlfriend, and we went on a waterfall hike. I think it was Christmas Eve, and we took her two younger daughters with us. And we were walking along, and before we even got on the track, this other family came up, and they were like, be careful, there's leeches everywhere. I'm like, why the fuck would you say that?
It's just a leech anyway.
If there's leeches, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
We're going to feel them.
Yeah.
But then straight away, these young girls are fucking, leeches. I'm like, do you even know what a fucking leech is? Calm the fuck down.
It's your father.
But we're like, okay, look, we're just gonna stay away from the edges, don't brush up against anything, and we'll get to the waterfall and we'll be fine. So on our little walk, going, got to the waterfall. It wasn't really a waterfall, it was just like a little trickle.
You probably could have pissed more.
We're like, is this it? Or do we walk further? But there was no more tracks. So we're like, okay, this is it. And we got there, and then the little girl was like, oh, there's something on me. Fucking leech straight on there. And then all of a sudden there was just leeches coming out of everywhere. Like everyone was getting leeches. We're trying to like get them off. We finally got them off. And we're like, fuck it. We'll just go back to the car. It's too stressful, this situation.
We sure is another family.
And we jumped in the car and we drove, I think, an hour and a half, 2 hours back to Newcastle. And by the time we got back to the house, the young girl was like, oh, something itching me. And there was this fucking leech stuck to her fucking head. The whole drive back. And that thing was fat by the time we got. But it was like the whole 2 hours. Just sucking her little brain out. All her blood out. Trying to rip it off her head. Like, but those things hurt. Like I had one on, like last time I was up in Queensland. And one of them got on my foot. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And like I had a big like cut little kind of welt bruise kind of thing there for like ages. And now I've still got a scar from it. So I'm like.
It's a love bite.
Mm.
I can't believe you brought it home. What, did you keep it then?
No, we fucking just squashed the blood everywhere and see how much blood she got.
Yummy.
They're weird. They're a bit weird.
So you really should have listened to the family before you.
Yeah, but it's only a leech. They use leeches in medical treatment.
And you know what? She's just a kid. Who cares? She'll bounce back. And if she doesn't, get a new one.
Yeah. Easy enough to make, I've heard.
Yeah.
If you don't pull out and squirt them up the wall, it's pretty easy. Yeah. Pretty straightforward.
Well, speaking of, my sister's in labor right now. Ooh, yeah. Baby number four.
Oh, ready to walk right on out.
I reckon she will just be strolling around the house and out because she's still at home.
Imagine that. You're walking around the house. Like, for her, it's okay because she's short. So, but, like, for me, because I'm taller.
You'd be like that fucking giraffe.
But like they've still got that fucking umbilical cord. Yeah. Maybe like bungee jump and just doing, doing.
But head first. Fucking. Imagine.
Come on, with my brain and Eric's brain, there's not much, hope for it.
Well, you could say that because you both don't have much brain, maybe your kid will be like a genius.
With our powers combined, we are. Captain Planet.
I knew you were going to say that. Earth, wind, fire.
You never even seen it.
I know. Yes.
You're too young.
I don't.
That's the kind of show they need to bring back now, Captain Planet.
Okay.
Because we got to take pollution down to zero. And if you just had the kids watching these little cartoons instead of fucking Sesame Street where someone lives in a fucking bin, what kind of message? Oh, yeah, it's cool to live in a garbage bin.
Okay. Look, our neighbours, just like we could discuss it, they kind of do live like that. They live like the Grouch.
Yeah.
And there is big birds getting around. You are big bird, yes. And I'm Elmo, the cute one. Actually, no, you'd be like the Cookie Monster.
Oh, fuck, man, I can smash some cookies, that's for sure.
We were just out doing some chores and Shannon goes, we've just had lunch as well. Shannon goes, oh, I want a treat. So there's a little beautiful cafe around the corner. We go there. There's not much to choose from. And I look at it and I go, okay, I'll just get like a macaroon, a little tiny treat. Shannon goes for the biggest, baddest fucking shoe. In my
defense, it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
So I didn't eat most of the filling.
I then double dipped.
Yeah. You have to take that into consideration. I didn't eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it may have been bigger, but I only ate half. So the same as you.
Yeah.
So why am I so fucking big and you're so tiny? It just doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Anyway, back to children.
Yes.
And kids. Did you see the whole situation with Drake and the hot sauce?
Who's hot sauce?
Okay. One, I'm with Drake on this.
Okay.
It makes sense. Two, if I was the lady who is accusing Drake of this, I would not be telling the story.
Oh.
But anyway, I'll read it out to you because that's going to be easier than me trying to explain it to you.
Fab.
An Instagram model is accusing Drake of getting a little too spicy during a recent romantic encounter, which allegedly took place at the rapper's hotel a few weeks ago. The model claims that the self-proclaimed certified lover boy added a packet of hot sauce into a used condom in order to kill his sperm after the two had sex. So, from what I've heard, they've done the nasty, he's blown into the condom, taken it into the bathroom, and then just poured in the hot sauce, tied it off, and then chucked it in the bin. Do whatever the fuck you want with his old condom. It's yours.
He wrapped it, it's his.
So then he's disposed of it, the condom. She took it out of the trash and attempted to impregnate herself in the bathroom. So she wanted to take the condom. Not wanted, she did. She took the condom. Oh my god,
she already says an idiot.
Trying to empty the sperm back into her fucking cunt so she could get pregnant to Drake. I'm sorry. What a gold-digging hoe.
Like, well, and she admitted this.
She's accusing Drake of, getting up him because he put the hot sauce into the condom. It's like, motherfucker, you took the fucking sperm babies from the trash and tried to empty it back into your fucking puss just to have a kid.
Distorting him. Oh, you sound like an idiot.
And he's kind of just like, that's your own problem.
Yes,
so she's in the bathroom doing all of this shit.
Where's he?
He's back in the bedroom, so he's thrown out the condom. She's gone into the bathroom to clean herself up afterwards. And then she's just like, come out, screaming, her pussy's on fire.
Oh my god, of course.
And it's like, well, how awkward. Like, he's sitting out there, and as soon as you hear a scream, and you're going to know.
You'd have an idea.
Like, oh, shit. Well, that's what you get for trying to fucking steal the sperm. Did he kick her out straight away? Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me have a little read further. The woman revealed the accusations to the fucking blog, whatever, saying that after she screamed due to the burning sensation, Champagne Pappy, or Drake, better known as Drake, ran into the bathroom and allegedly admitted to pouring hot sauce into the condom.
So she didn't know that he put hot sauce in it?
No.
But you know what this means? He's had this done before.
Oh, of course.
Do you know? So he's just protecting his little...
But Riggers. I would do the same thing. He should come out with his own brand of hot sauce.
Oh my
sauce.
God, he should now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that would be funny.
What would you call it?
I was just thinking that. What could you call it?
The condom killer sauce.
Yeah. So hard to burn your buzz off. I actually dated a guy who loved spicy food. And one night I remember we ordered all this food and he got the hot, hot, hot stuff. And I remember we went to bed and, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night, you get a bit frisky, and he's like, oh, go down on you. I'm like, yeah, brilliant. Goes down. Holy fuck. I wanted to cry. I did cry, actually. His mouth still had, hot sauce in it, I'm sure of it, because my vagina was swollen. I remember being back in the shower, and I was like, get the milk! And I've got, the water and the milk on my... my little coochie did not have a good time.
I've done it where if I've been working in the kitchen and, chopping up chilies or whatever and then gone to the bathroom when you wipe, if you haven't washed your hands probably after the chilies.
That's
and you
spicy. Fucking
smear a little chili seed in your flaps. Not nice.
No.
But I'm sorry. You got what you deserve.
100%. I would be so embarrassed.
I would never speak on and go and blast it. It's worldwide. Everybody's heard this story except for you apparently.
But
I'm like, that's so shame.
You're saying that maybe in another, I wouldn't admit to this kind of shit, but maybe this is how she wanted to get famous. Maybe she was like, I'm not really getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. So,
I did say enjoy your 15 minutes of fame, but that's not what I would want to be famous for. Your chances of, there's only one Kim Kardashian plus all her sisters, I guess they're all the same, but Come on. Do your sex tape and all that shit and then blow up and be a fucking zillionaire or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not happening to everybody who does stupid shit.
No. Speaking of Kim Kardashian, have you seen who Kanye's now dating? Her name's Julia Fox. And they're at some fucking fashion thing at the moment and I'm looking at them and I'm like, you both look dumb. I mean, Kanye's just Kanye, he's still Kanye. But this chick has she looks like a raccoon. She's like, I liked the pants. But not with everything else. She's got these local... Anyway, I'm like, doll.
Do you think she's allowed to wear what she wants?
Definitely not.
What Kanye...
Probably what Kanye. But also I feel like it's kind of almost... She's trying to replace that figure that Kim was to Kanye's little side piece.
What is with the Kardashians at the moment? They've gone from a nice, dark meat, marbled wagyu to skinny little chicken tenderloins. It was like, it's a big jump.
Yeah, but it just goes to show, maybe it's the nice guys that finish last.
Well, they're finishing.
They're finishing.
Whether they're finishing last.
That's true.
Like, they do change them out pretty often.
Well, no, isn't Megan Fox and the Travis and Courtney, they're now engaged.
Ooh, a celebrity's so... engaged.
I know.
Didn't fucking Kim have a marriage that lasted, like, only a couple of days or a couple of weeks?
Yeah, she's had a couple of marriages.
Let's not act like marriage is a thing.
That's true. Annulments are big over there, I suppose.
No, I do love the engagement ring.
And I loved everything behind it.
Mm.
Her birthstone, his birthstone, made into a love heart.
I wasn't sure about the drinking the blood afterwards.
But did they? Or were they just talking shit?
Well, they wear vials of each other's blood around the neck.
Yeah,
and people do that. I know people who do that.
Who do you know that does that?
Well, I don't want to say on here in case it gets back to the
Wow.
I do know people. Yeah. Not like boyfriend and girlfriend. It was like her sister who passed away.
Oh.
And she wears it.
Oh, okay. That's kind of... That's nice.
But,
sentimental.
But it is very much like Emily Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
Emily Ratatouille. Very much. But I do prefer like the green and the diamond.
Yeah.
And the silver band.
And the silver band.
You know,
is it
Eric
silver
ever
or
wants to give
it's titanium, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
I think it's titanium. Or like a white gold.
Mm.
Like, so it looks very
classy. And then apparently
the thorns.
It's thorns, so if she takes it off, yeah. It's going to hurt her.
Yeah. Oh. Wouldn't have hurt going on.
So nice. Yeah. Well, it might be like a fish hook, you know, where it goes in
goes
one way,
one
but
way.
You can't take it back out.
True.
Who knows?
This is what I'm saying, right? I'm 29 this year. In a couple months, I'm 29. I should just live my life for the next 10-ish years till I'm 40 and then find love. That's what it's telling me.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Not sit on your Snapchat mask trying to figure out where your ex
I have to
is.
Learn how to detach.
I was literally like, what do you mean you know this person's exact location? Like, I've just been doing a little stalking.
At least I'm honest about it.
On this page, he's become friends with this person. On Instagram, he's following this new girl. And
I told
he's
you that
supposed
in confident.
To be out of town. And I see on Snapchat, Matt, he doesn't listen to this shit.
Other people do and might be like, oh, she's crazy. That's true, he doesn't listen.
Just let it go.
Okay, I'm trying.
If he loves you... If they come back. Well, what is that stupid saying?
But that's the thing. It's not even about love. I just want a good night cuddle and a quick little tap on my butt. A little pat before bed, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, then if that's what all you want.
No, because I get
no
attached.
Just stalk.
I see where you're going with this.
She fucking gets home with a big old nose sniffing. You smell like perfume.
Where have you been? What dog park have you been at? Okay, I'll get off Snapchat.
I don't even, like, feel like Snapchat's even a thing anymore.
It is for the young kids.
Yeah.
But I never got
I completely forgot about the whole mapping thing. I need to make sure that mine's turned off.
It's not. I can follow you everywhere.
It's kind of creepy, right? Like, someone can see your exact location, where you are, if you're moving, like if you're walking, are you driving, are you sleeping? Oh, she hasn't moved for an hour. Maybe she's asleep. Perfect time to murder her.
Yeah, okay. Who's going to come murder? Who do you have on your Snapchat, though? I don't really have that many people.
I don't know. Lots of weird people from when I used to be
weird.
A fucking hussy weirdo.
Yeah.
And just add whoever.
Hustler, we would call that.
Hustler, hussy. No.
I used to actually go to school with this girl that I really didn't like, and her last name was Hussy. I don't know why I didn't like it, but she was just always irritating me. Anyway, I didn't understand until I was older that her last name was like, ooh, you're a hussy. And I remember being like, when we were all in high school, I didn't go to the same high school either, but I remember everyone came to like this party that I went to, and they were like, she wasn't there, and I was like, yeah, but like, it's in her last name. She's full hussy. And I remember I got back to her. Oh, I felt so bad because all the boys were, like, making fun of her, calling her a slut. And she was, like, an innocent little girl. And here I am just...
In my experience, it's always the innocent little girls who turn out to be the biggest hussy. I was an innocent little girl.
What happened?
And
you're hussied.
I had, like, 5 good years.
Of pumping.
Chucking it around.
Of shucking that oyster.
A little bit of vinaigrette and straight
there. I could go for oysters.
I'm thinking about getting oysters.
He's not in.
Kilpatrick's. Yeah, you can only get them from Woolworths now.
Yeah, he's just. They still haven't come back.
I'd rather not.
I'd rather snot either.
So I have a little confession to make.
Okay.
Since I've been in isolation that, it feels like 6 months, I've gone through basically everything you can watch on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
So I did find something the other day and I watched all the seasons in a day.
A whole day?
Just a day.
How many seasons are there?
3.
Oh!
The episodes aren't that long.
Okay.
So, you know, I got through them. But it's kind of like this dating show. Too hot to handle.
Oh.
And so the gist of the show is they all go to this nice villa on this nice island or wherever the fuck they are, but it looks pristine. In the thought that they're going there to like just go and fuck everybody because they take the wildest, craziest people who have this high sex drive and like self-proclaim sexaholics basically. And like, yeah, we're just here to fuck. We're going to fuck everyone. You want to get fucked tonight? Yeah,
I'll so
fuck
you. So you sound like the YOLO, like, yeah, I'll fuck you.
So basically, so the first day they get there, they meet each other. Everyone comes in. They're just in bikinis and high heels. And the boys are like oiled up and fucking slicked back.
Wow,
and everyone's just like frothing at the gash, like.
Can't wait to get to bed now.
Chomping at the bit, like, gotta. And it's like, well, if you're that fucking, you've got a whole first day, in my opinion. If you're as horny as you say you are, why don't you just fuck on the first day?
Why didn't they all just have like a big orgy?
Yeah. But they, you know, it gets, they have a bit of a party in the evening and then this reveal where they show this fucking cone, like a Suri speaker box or whatever the fuck you have at home. It's called Lana.
Oh, Lana.
And she's like, from now on, there's a complete total sex ban. So no kissing, no heavy petting, no sex, no oral, no self-gratification. You can't fucking wank yourself off. Nothing for the whole duration. I think it's like 4 weeks. So they're all stuck together, partying, doing these little workshops and shit. And if they don't do it, at the end, there's a $100,000 prize. But if people get caught kissing or fucking whatever, they get fines. First season started off pretty tame, like they got down in the fines. Second season was the same, you know, there were people who were always breaking the rules, but, you know, you could add money back up if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Third season, they got taken up to $200,000.
Oh, my God.
But then the fines also doubled as well. So I was like, nah.
Same.
But, man, they got down to $0 in the prize. So it was like kissing is like $3,000. I think a dude had a wank for like $2,000 or maybe $4,000. Sex is like $20,000. This one couple who ended up like getting together. And that's the thing. They go on about how like horny they are.
Sorry, my jaw's still on the floor. Oh, my God.
By the end of it, half of them are, like, all in love, and which I'm all for. I always like, oh, are they still together? I want to know everything that's happening. Like, I think that's cute. But it's like, come on. Obviously, you must have been coming in here wanting.
Yeah, a bit more. Wanting something. A bit more than in a hole in the
deepening
goal.
Deepening yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got, and I think they're still at, like, 100,000+. And the two couple, the two people who had been breaking the rules all the time, they had a chance to redeem themselves. Okay, don't quote me on the numbers. Uh-huh. I can't really remember, but it was something like $58,000 or $78,000 or $72,000 that they were up to. So if they go into this date night, fucking sexy fantasy suite, and don't touch each other the whole night, so all you have to do is go in and go to sleep, wake up in the morning, and you get back that money that you've blown. So $50,000+.
Oh my gosh!
So they went in there. And then the rest of the contestants, and they didn't know this, the rest of the contestants could choose to trust them. If they trusted them, they would take the prize fund back up to $200,000. Fuck, I can't remember. I'm completely butchering it, but you get the gist.
Yeah.
Or they lose another $78,000 or $50,000, whatever the fuck it is. Anything. Long story short, they fucking touched each other and they were kissing like all these times. So they lost that money. Plus, they lost the extra, they still got fined for the extra kisses as well. Like, so they had like three kisses, whatever. So they still got like another $9,000 fine. So at the end, they had $0. They managed to get some back. But I'm like, that's like a show I could see you going on.
Yeah, me?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot touch.
This could be like your 2022 dating. Like, you're allowed, you're like, see, you're like a clingy kind of touchy kind of person, like just light petting.
Yeah.
They're all like heavy petting, want to like suck each other's dicks and.
Yeah.
Well, not each other's dicks.
It's a dick sucking train. It's a train of human caterpillar. Yum.
But yeah, I could see you.
Yeah, I can see me on that too.
But really, is it that hard to restrain yourself when there's $100,000 on
the line? How do they split the money up?
Well, I think the first season, they kind of divided it between people who were left.
Can you leave?
You can get kicked off if you're just not making any progress, or if you're just like, nobody wants you. It's kind of awkward for the people that nobody wants. Because like a lot of the times all the guys just go for one kind of girl, and then they go, oh, I don't even know. This one guy serenaded, wrote this girl a song. It was so cringe. I had to fast forward through it. And like she was just sitting there like, kill me now.
Oh, no.
Like, you only just met each other. How you already written a song for her?
Maybe he had it banked up.
No, that's true. And just like, insert name here.
I wouldn't mind that.
Oh, it was awful. It was so cringe. I'm like, make it stop. Fast forward.
Beauty of television.
But yeah, I could like see you doing that, getting on there, just having a good time, partying.
Yeah.
And just no sex.
Easy.
No kissing.
That's what I do now.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's no money involved.
But I think you do have to try and make a connection.
Ah.
To, like, win at the end.
Easy.
Yeah, exactly.
I can make a connection with a frog.
But you can't kiss it and turn it into a prince.
Ah, you're no fun.
Well, it's not me.
I don't make the rules. Lana.
Back in the day, I could be on one of those shows.
You still could produce one.
Let's just do a home produce fucking Too Hot to Handle.
Why don't we get the video cameras down the house?
Just have them set up in here. Invite some people from the solar farm.
Oh.
Too Hot to Handle.
Oh.
Fucking no teeth to handle.
Oh. Honestly, sometimes I look around and I'm like, how did we get here?
I don't know. I ask myself, how do we get ourselves out of here?
I like that question more. And Shannon, and how do you think we're going to do this?
I think we're going to do it by more people fucking buying our t-shirts.
Because they're gorgeous.
I actually quite like them. I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at two of them.
I really like the Confess to Me one. Yeah. The Wedgie Gang, I like it. I wouldn't wear it like around just because it's my ass, but I would definitely wear my face.
Yeah, I wear face. This one.
And then let everybody else wear our asses.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want our asses sitting on their chest? This is a question.
That I think we can answer easily. Everyone wants it.
Exactly. So head to
quick because limited stock.
.confessboutique.com or hit the links in our bio and it'll take you straight there. Worldwide.
And Karen, get the fuck off the block.
Get off our TikTok and onto a fucking cock.
And just have release a little yourself.
Sexual release.
Maybe all Karens need to go on Too Hot to Handle.
No, because then they're not having sex. These Karens need to have sex and just have a little spiritual awakening from between the legs and just relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Life's hard enough at the moment as it is. Do we really need, like, you sitting there reporting every fucking thing?
Right. Go get some hot sauce off Drake, off Puppy, Champagne Puppy.
Yeah. And shove Boost it up yourself. Your fucking quit your sour cunt. On that note, should we step into the confessional for this week's confession?
Wow, for the first time this year. I like.
Welcome to the confessional. Now this week, I wanted to keep our Wedgie Gang fans happy. There's a bit of an uproar at the moment because we haven't posted any more Wedgie TikToks on our TikTok.
We're evolving.
But we can't at the moment.
Now we are banned.
And yeah, we're evolving. We're trying to get into something else, but we still will have the occasional wedgie here and there, but more like fun, organic, authentic, like surprise ones.
Yeah.
Not like setup ones. But anyway, so this week's confession is coming from a loyal supporter and a very big wedgie fan.
Mm.
I'm a terrible reader. I don't know if anyone's picked
up over the last two seasons. But
this is a long one, so I'm gonna try and get through it without fucking it up too much. Great. So that's what it says in the. Oh. That's what it says in the message.
That's how it starts. Great.
Great. So this happened pretty recently, actually. One day I was in the mood for some wedgies, but I wanted to try a new wedgie. I'm surprised, like, all these different wedgies are people. It's like this common knowledge.
Yeah, I know.
Of all the wedgies. Like, I know, just thought, yeah. Just pull it up your ass. Well, yeah. It's a wedgie.
That's it.
There's so many different variations. It's a lot.
There's a real fucking fetish, right?
But he wanted to try a new one. Okay. So I tied my thong to a pulley machine and laid down on the table and tied my feet to the ends of the table and pulled the pulley so that my thong was almost to my head. And then I quickly tied it off. And not thinking, I handcuffed my hands behind my back. This man has got some skills.
I was going to say, after the tying the feet up, I'm like, how are you doing anything else?
Yes. So I'm trying to picture it in my head. Well. So I'm thinking kind of like our gym system here, yes, how we have like a lat pull down machine. Yeah. Maybe he's got something like that where he's connected that to his underwear.
Yeah.
It's ripping up his asshole. He's got his fucking feet hog tied.
Yeah.
And then
handcuffs.
Let's take it a step further. Let's handcuff my hands behind my back.
Yeah.
I'm having a little thought, like, how is he going to get out of this? But it might be where the story is going.
Yeah, my claustrophobia is, like, settling in.
I'm like, fuck, what? So I quickly handcuffed my hands behind my back. I realized my mistake and began shaking and squirming, trying to get my hands out free and free my feet. But I had no luck. I laid on the table in my... He's on a table? I laid on the table in my almost atomic thong wedgie. For nearly 20 minutes before I finally got my feet free and off the table.
Huh, 20 minutes. On
a table, 20 minutes of just having your fucking underwear rammed up your ass.
Insane that though, is that like the best orgasm you've ever had? That would be tight, that'd be like going, might be nice.
But I wonder, like, you have a wedgie, do you orgasm just from the wedgie? Or, like, you get a wedgie, you're fucking masturbating yourself.
Well, he has no hands to masturbate at the moment.
Yeah, I know. So, is he, like, just rubbing himself on the table?
Yeah, maybe that's
wood on wood?
Wow. Knock, knock. That's glass.
But, all right, let me see. It goes a little bit further. After I finally got free, I hung my thong up from the pulley, from the pull-up bar, and I bounced until I finally hit the floor. My ass was burning so bad, I couldn't sit straight for a couple of days. My ass is burning just reading that.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I always think people wear, like, lacy stuff, so it just cuts a little bit more.
I'm a little bit excited by it.
Here's a thought. We have a few people, like, who message through on our Instagram and ask our recommendations for underwear. Should we start our own wedgie underwear line?
Yeah.
Like, ones that... aren't ripping, they aren't too stretchy, so you're like not getting any like
tears
pain.
I guess you don't want
in your bunghole.
No, you don't want those. I have had a cut from one, so that's how I know that pain.
But still like a nice material where it's
bamboo, like a soft bamboo.
So it's not like fucking tearing it to
shreds. Stay tuned, 2022.
What do you think, guys?
Yeah.
Is that something you'd be interested in after you finish buying our shirts?
Obviously, next collection. Wow, I like the way your head's at.
Yeah.
Table wedgies, love it. Pulley wedgie.
Pulley system wedgie. Mm. It's a lot of commitment.
It absolutely would require a lot of setup.
I wonder if this guy is single.
Mm.
Just because I would think, like, okay, if you're doing that, you fucking locked yourself up, you're all tied up, you're handcuffed.
In time frame.
And your fucking girlfriend comes home early from work and sees you, like, pulley system, hog tied up on a fucking...
What would you do if you come home to Eric on the, you know, sprawled out, wedging himself? Would you join?
I would just be like, the fuck are you doing?
Would you want to help him?
No, because I get jealous like that. Mm. I'm the kind of person where I'm like...
Of him wanking? Hey,
don't you be wanking off. Like, that's my job.
That's
like,
my job. Have you seen these hands?
I'm like, yeah.
These hands are built.
You want a man hand? I'll give you a man hand, man.
Man.
But it's like, that's my job.
Yeah,
if you're not like satisfied in the bedroom. So I don't know, he says he doesn't. But I mean, we're together all day, every day. So I'd like to see a time where he's got time to fucking go and jerk off. Maybe he can do it at work.
I was gonna say, maybe he does it. Yeah. Maybe he does it at work.
But I get like kind of jealous, like, And but I think he's the same as well, like especially when he used to see my collection of vibrators that I had when I was single.
Yeah.
Quite a range.
An assortment. Colours, shapes, sizes.
Yeah, all the colours of the rainbow. And, you know, so I can understand. So now I don't have any vibrator. Not that he asked me to get rid of them. Plus, it's not easy. We move a lot, so it's hard to, like, bring around all these.
And also, jackhammers. After years of having the same, you kind of just...
Yeah.
I go in phases, too.
Mm.
I can go so long without even needing a tickle.
See, when I was single, oh, fuck, man, my power bill. Of course I get the rechargeable ones.
My now.
Power bill is high.
Ooh.
It was like, it's just so easy. You'd be like,
yeah. You're like, oh, I know what I'll do.
I am a bit bored.
Yeah.
Let's bring out the old fucking purple assassin.
To be fair, mine do just chill right under the bed.
Mine were on the bedside table until my mate pissed something. Fucking pissed all over my vibrators and dirty dog.
Dirty dog.
Throw them out. Speaking of, wasn't it someone asking this week about wet dreams?
I was just going to say, yes, I had a question this week of a discussion that they wanted to open up about, you know, their gentlemen, their guys, and they were like, you know, as young adolescent boys, we would always have naughty nightmares, you know, wet dreams and such, and you'd wake up and there'd be spunk everywhere, and you'd have your little willy whacker up tall. And they said, do girls have the same thing? Do girls get wet dreams? Do they dream sensational things?
Like, I have some wild, especially if I've gone a little while without having sex, I have fucking wild sex dreams. Like, it could be orgies, it could be this, that, and the other. I'm like, fucking with the randomest.
Are you in it?
Oh, yeah. It's getting happened to me. Wow. I'm there, I'm living it.
Getting pulverated.
But then also it's happening, like, with weird people. Like, sometimes old people, like, sometimes young people I work with, and this, that, and the other. And you wake, like, sometimes I wake up and I just feel dirty. I'm like,
oh, I'm a dirty boy.
It was just a dream. But, like, I've never, not that I know of, maybe, like, in the dream sometimes I orgasm, so maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, I never wake up and, like, have spider webs in my fucking pants.
No, no. I mean, sometimes I've woken up from, like, a dream that I'm, like, enjoying. I'm like, oh, and I just, I'm like, I'm horny now.
Yeah. But, and that's when a vibrator comes in handy. Okay?
Yeah.
Good dream. Let's carry it on.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, it must be a little bit awkward for dudes as well.
Well, one of the guys said that he had one just very recently, and he's late 20s.
It's like, now I've got to clean up this mess.
I know, that's
need what I need a new pair of underwear.
Clean the sheets, burn them.
Yeah, burn them? Fuck. It must go through a lot of sheets.
I used to see mine, man.
But actually, the Too Hot to Handle TV show I was watching, because they're all in the same bedroom, like everybody, I think 12 people, and then two per bed. So they're always here. And then the girls were really like, oh, be careful. I hump in my sleep and I dry hump. And the girl's like, yeah, sometimes I come in my sleep or like a squirt in my sleep. I'm like, really? And like a couple of the girls said that. I'm like, I never squirt or like
No. Maybe they're not asleep. Maybe they're like, oh, I'm asleep. Right, his dick.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
I was sleeping.
It was Patricia.
But then it's felt like the guys have to wake up with boners, like, in the room.
Yeah.
Everybody.
I would really mind.
Oh, I wouldn't.
I don't think I'd care if I had a boner.
Mm.
I don't have a penis to have a boner, but I feel like I just would be like, ah.
Please look at my dick.
Yeah. Look at it. Hello. So, yes, apparently boys get it, obviously, a lot more than we do.
But I'll monitor it more closely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, watch in the morning, space. I might get a little, like, thing that I can monitor the moistness.
Yeah.
Like the thing that catches the rain gauge.
Yeah, yeah.
I can just put one of those Shannon's in my panties and like, see how much moisture is being collected in the morning after my wild dreams.
Just make sure you don't collect the wind because we don't care how much wind is going around.
Oh, it's blowing down. You fucking see the sheets going up. So a little science experiment for this week.
It is. It will be.
And I think that should wrap it up for the day. Very first episode of 2020, season 3.
2022. Wow. Where are you living?
Fuck, man. I wish I was back in 2020 before all this shit went down.
Yeah, we could go back a bit. But we can't, so we'll just settle for being here. Thanks for tuning in. 2022.
Don't forget, check out our Instagram, our TikTok before it gets deleted.
And go to Mad Cow Confessions Podcast.
Yes.
And our backup account.
Hit subscribe.
Subscribe.
And grab yourself a shirt. You what are you doing? Owe it
to yourself. You look good with us.
You know, you've had enough time to recover from Christmas. Mm. Just jump on.
Come on.
Might send you a little spicy treat with it.
Ooh. Ooh, a condom with hot sauce. Yummy, yummy. All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
Bye.